Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. So good to be with all of you today. We are live, live, live on Rumble. We're also broadcast on Twitter, along with Spreely TV, Roku TV, and Apple TV. Of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show anytime you want on any of the major podcast platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. And of course, our flagship station, the 50,000 Blowtorch News Radio Wham, 1180 AM, clear channel signal, reaching all the way up into Canada and down the East Coast. The Shannon Joy Network now reaching between 80 and 100,000 eyes and ears every single week, which I just cannot believe, but it's only because of all of you. If you want to support our efforts, please go to theshannonjoy.com right now. That's theshannonjoy.com right now to support us independently. And of course, you're going to be hearing about some of our sponsors a little bit later in the program. Make sure that if you're in the market, that you patronize those sponsors because they keep the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. We are joined today by a longtime friend of the Shannon Joy Show. So glad anytime I can get Ed Dowd into the Joy Virtual Studio to tell us about all of the dystopian things that are happening and continue to happen into 2024. But specifically, the all-cause mortality. Ed Dowd is the founder of Finance Technologies. That's financetechnologies.com. He is the author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 2021 and 22. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is at Dowd Edward, and he has just gotten back from the States to the glorious paradise of Maui. He testified in Ron Johnson's hearing that was held in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, it wasn't an official Senate hearing because it's being blocked by the political establishment in Washington, D.C., but the most important hearing, nonetheless, in the world last week. It was, for the most part, blackballed by all major news media, including conservative media, which is a real shame. But Ed Dowd, we're glad to have you here on the Shannon Joy Show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Shannon. Good to be here.
So, is it good to be back to paradise?
Always. It's it's it when you get off the plane, the moisture hits you. It's dry
Yeah.
in DC, and I was in LA for a bit. LA's a desert.
Washington, D.C., Maui. Washington, D.C., Maui. Like every time I go down anywhere near the Capitol, I feel like I have to come back and like detox because I hate D.C. so much. But I'm glad you went. Your first time testifying in the States, in Washington, D.C. Very, very important testimony given by you and people like Dr. Robert Malone. We covered it extensively on the Shannon Joy Show last week, pulled some highlights, yours included. Let's start there, Ed Dowd. What is your takeaway? What were the major themes that you took back from that, 4 hours of very important testimony, but also the time that you spent with your colleagues in this medical freedom movement, all of you in different areas of expertise, but passionate nonetheless about getting this out there and penetrating mainstream news media and the political establishment. What were your takeaways?
Well, the theme of the whole, well, I was there for two purposes. One for the ICS conference, which was a side room at CPAC. So I'm presented there. And then on Friday, we did a round table on Sunday. And then on Monday, I was in the Senate. And Senator Ron Johnson did a great job. He gathered together a bunch of people that have been outspoken about what's been going on. And the theme of the whole conference is, what are they hiding? And I was tasked with just, I came up with what's called the pandemic scorecard. And let's put the vaccine aside. Let's just pretend there was no vaccine. The policies they implemented resulted in more death and disabilities, because there were no disability, excess disabilities in 2020. They just started to mysteriously excel in February of 2021. So we estimated, our team estimated, the human cost, using our methodology to calculate excess death, disabilities, and injuries, and we put an economic cost on that. And the bottom line is this: 458,000 people in 2020, mostly old, mix shift over to young in 2021. About 24% of those who died excessively in 2020 were ages 60, 15 through 64. That flipped to 215,000 in 21. So a 74% increase. So a virus that supposedly took out old people morphed into something that took out young people. Obviously, we blame the vaccine. The total death count for 21, 22, and 23 is 1.1 million. About 300,000 of those are working age people. And the disabilities were zero in 2020. They're about 3.5 million today. And then the injured, we estimated about 28 million. So a total of 33 million Americans either dead, disabled, or chronically missing work. That's about 10% of the US population. If you assume it's the vaccine, it's 13% of the vaccinated. So this is a disaster, and it's going to have economic impacts for years to come.
Were your colleagues marveling at the fact that it is so difficult to get this information? I mean, that's stunning information. It encapsulates everything. Any political issue you want to discuss, whether it's the economy, healthcare, the border, education, the population, you name it, all of it without identifying and acknowledging what happened in 2020 is almost a ridiculous conversation. Did you sense frustration or irritation or just from your colleagues at that panel that this has to be held? I mean, we can't get people under oath because it's not an official hearing. And what was the mood there from your perspective?
Well, I think the mood was generally upbeat. I mean, if you want to be objective about what you can measure, let's measure booster uptake. That's 3%. So the word is out. Word of mouth is spreading. E even the troll. Someone found out that the trolls who attack a lot of us influencers, and I'm sure you've been attacked too by a bunch of these trolls. Someone found out that they're not even on. They only had two boosters. And now they're not even so if we're up to CDC recommends the ninth booster, the 10th coming in the fall. So, are you an anti-vaxxer if you're not up to date with your boosters? That's my my logic there. So you look at the booster uptake, it's abysmal. Excess deaths are coming down. They came down in 23. The disabilities, unfortunately, are not coming down. So there's, I think, medium-term effects. And then, if you look at the prices of the stocks of Pfizer and Moderna, they're in the tank. Pfizer went down almost 3% yesterday on above average volume. It's about to take out its low that it put in a couple like a month or so ago. And Pfizer is in trouble. So, objectively, even though the mainstream media and the government healthcare officials are not copping to this, I have a feeling that the word of mouth is spreading. And we kind of live in this weird world where those who know, and those who don't are just, they're under some program, they're brainwashed. And it's sad because if they keep getting a booster, it's like Russian roulette. If you didn't get hurt by, the first eight, the ninth might do the trick. It's kind of sad. And we call this asymmetric information, meaning some people know and others don't. And, when on Wall Street, when you're competing against other people, you want to have information the other guy on the other side of the trade doesn't have that you get through not insider trading, but through analysis. And right now, those who continue to take the booster are unfortunately putting their lives at risk because this thing is not only ineffective, it's the most unsafe vaccine I think we've ever seen.
There is a tweet you put out recently, successful trip to Washington, D.C. to attend the COVID cover-up conference. Unfortunately, asymmetric information gap on what has occurred still prevalent, but closing. So you think that the gap is closing, and that's where the optimism comes from, right? It's still really bad. We're still dealing with the long-term disability. People are very concerned about them moving the mRNA technology into other vaccines like the shingles vaccine, the flu vaccine, this new technology. You see headlines about vaccinating populations through aerosolized type of ways, which makes people very nervous. But you're seeing that that gap is closing. What would you identify is the factor that is closing that gap? I mean, there are clearly people are not taking the vaccines. People who don't listen to this show or watch this show, who aren't watching High Wire or any of the other, alternate independent media sources, how are they getting their information, and how is that gap being closed for them? I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are on that.
Well, there's a spectrum of information. So there's the low information person who at least has the brain cells enough to realize, I got this thing a couple times and I still get COVID. So that's the lowest, like that's the person who's like, this is stupid, I'm done. And they may not know anything else, but that's good, right? So that affects the stock price of Pfizer. Then there are, the word of mouth people who, like on the island that I live on, when I first started doing what I was doing, I was crazy conspiracy theorist. Now people are like, yeah, maybe he's onto something. So the word of mouth just spreads. And it's not, I was in LA for a bit, and one Uber driver let me know he wasn't vaccinated, and then we had a nice conversation. And there seems to be this awakening that's going on. He didn't know about my book. He didn't know about what I did, but he knew that the vaccine was unsafe and ineffective. He had heard that it was killing people. So it doesn't matter how the information gets to people, the word is spreading. It's great to hear.
Well, and the market is responding, and that's something, and I think that's one of, hopefully, potentially one of the saving graces here in the United States of America. We've seen this in a lot of different areas, the crashing and burning of the EV industry as electronic vehicle or electric vehicles are just tanking. And the consumer's response to Bud Light and to Disney and to Target, the decrease in uptake of the COVID booster, the consumer as a whole, like the mass of American consumers, actually has an enormous amount of power. I think even with RFK Jr. coming onto the scene, the fact that he's polling so well and able to impact so many people, they want a different option. I think all of these are signals that either people are waking up, or they're just understanding that something is wrong with the information that they're getting, or they're just kind of blowing off this information. So the mainstream news media, all the recommendations from Fauci, it's like in one ear, out the other. People are done. They're done with the doom and gloom and the doom casting. They're not going to be made to be afraid anymore, and they're just kind of moving on. And I hope that's the case, because I think that is really what will change things. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Yeah, you know, there is a certain segment of the population that's never going to wake up. I walked through LA, took a walk, and I noticed about one in every five cars that passed me, there was someone with a mask on by themselves with the windows rolled up. That's about 20% of the drivers I saw. And LA County has about 10 million people. So 2 million souls are just kind of mentally torched. So, you know, that's a problem. And that's, you know, that's a portion of the population that's going to be open to fear, false flags, manipulation. They're probably going to vote for Biden because that they're in this, you know, this program download. And it's part of their identity. So, you know, we're going to have residual effects for years to come. But the good news is that the average person went along to get along, didn't think too hard about it. But the mere fact this doesn't work is one of the biggest blessings. And that really happened in the winter and the winter of 21-22 when Omicron appeared. And Omicron was less virulent, but more spreadable. So everybody who had just gotten their vaccines and was on their third or fourth booster got COVID. And that really kind of stopped the momentum of if you go back to that time period, being unvaccinated was very scary. There were people calling for rounding people up, putting them in camps. There was a lot of hatred. And that really kind of took the gas out. I think God intervened. And that was one of the biggest things that ever happened. And that's really killed the momentum of the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Wow. And now people are waking up to what really happened. And that's what Senator Ron Johnson's roundtable is about, to kind of get the facts out. And it's going to take time. Not everybody has the information we have, but they have bits and pieces of it. They have their own intuition. I'm not going to take something that doesn't work. Oh, I've heard of so-and-so getting sick. And then there's, you know, eventually these conversations are easier to have because people are more open to them. They're no longer in the mindset of, you know, you are on the wrong side. The lines are blurring, which is good for us.
I had a friend come up to me at the club a few weeks ago, and this is after I've lost all my friends. I have no more friends here in, you know, in my little neighborhood after everything went down and, you know, we spoke out about what was going on. But he said, well, how does it feel to be right about everything? And I'm like, well, I don't have any friends left. And actually tragic. I remember telling the audience, like, I hope I'm wrong about all, like, no one wants to be right about what was disclosed. Mm-hmm. And the testimony that we witnessed in the Ron Johnson hearing, because it's so tragic. It's so tragic, and it's hitting everyone in every aspect of life. And I just hate to see that. I really do.
Yeah. When you have 10% of the US population either injured, dead, or disabled, somebody knows somebody, and word spreading. I mean, yeah. The numbers are so big. It's hard to walk through life and not bump into someone who's chronically sick. That's most of the population, or disabled, or, you know, a loved one that you hurt, someone's loved one that died mysteriously.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Today, we're talking to Ed Dowd. He is the founder of Finance Technologies. That's finance with a PH, technologies.com. You can find out about everything they do. He's the author of Cause Unknown. Pick that up immediately. The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 2021 and 22. It is the definitive work on what went down. And you can follow him on Twitter. His handle is at Dowd Edward. He is the leading source on information regarding all-cause mortality and the uptick. It truly is disastrous for not only human beings here in the United States of America, but also the future, the economy, our ability to build houses, plant gardens, get married, live, pursue happiness. This was a devastating thing that was done to the American people and to people across the globe, and we've got to set it right. So we're going to continue this discussion with Ed in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Kinecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Kinecta Mobile. With Kinecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Kinecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military-grade technology in the palm of your hands because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Kinecta Mobile. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Today, we are joined by Ed Dowd. You can pick up his book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 2021 and 22. It's on my bookshelf. It should be on your bookshelf. You can go to Amazon and grab that. It's super easy. Ed, thank you for being with us today on the show and for all of your very, very, very hard work. I appreciate the testimony that you delivered last Monday. I was really irritated that it wasn't picked up by more in especially conservative media. I was really irritated that Senator Ron Johnson, again, is the only Republican senator to be in attendance. I didn't see anyone else there, and I want to see more of these elected officials coming out and learning about what you guys have found. But I am very thankful. You seem to be optimistic, and you're the trend guy. You're the guy that's worked, that worked with BlackRock for so many years, and you're an analyst, super successful. And so I appreciate what you're seeing. If you're optimistic, Ed, then that makes me feel really good because I remember previous interviews with you where I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" You're like, "Man, this is a nightmare. This is a disaster." So I love to see that. It makes me happy.
Well, the optimism is that we're getting the word out. There is some problems coming, economic problems, years of having to deal with disabled. So it's not going to be fun. But if you're in the know and you're in acceptance, you're going to be fine. So those of us who know, those who don't are going to slowly wake up and have cognitive dissonance, maybe depression. I mean, there's a lot of mental health issues coming down the pike, and we're going to put out some more reports, unfortunately. The vaccine causes neurological issues, so there's a lot of people who are just mentally unstable from this thing. And cancer is going to go up. We've proven that this thing accelerates cancers. We're coming out with a CDC report soon that corroborates our UK cancer study. The ethical skeptic is a guy on Twitter who's anonymous, but he's a professional. I'm pretty sure the numbers we're about to publish are going to be pretty close to his on cancer increases in the US. So that we don't work together, we don't share information, we just talk, we're friends. But we do independent research, and we're going to corroborate his numbers, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean that's stunning, and I highly recommend Ethical Skeptic. We've used his work for quite some time on the Shannon Joy Show. Let's talk about those trends. Let's talk about what is coming down the pipe. Let's in terms of the economic ramifications. One of the interesting exchanges that you had, first of all, Ron Johnson, his command of all of these issues was really impressive. That was one of the things I took away from that hearing, that his questions were great. You can tell that he really knows what he's talking about. He cares about this topic and in all of the different aspects. And so I just wanted to put that out on a side note. But in his questioning of you, you talked about the insurance industry and CEOs, and these are kind of the shapers of society and the corporate business world. These are the smartest guys in the room, right? And here they are looking at just a disastrous prospect now that they're having to pay out claims, death and disability claims. It's a disaster. But you mentioned a lot of them aren't even willing. They don't even want to talk about it. They don't want to look at it. So it's like this looming nightmare on the horizon, and we still have that level of cognitive dissonance in the corporate world. How do you think that's going to impact? I mean, you mentioned we're moving into some really kind of nasty economic times in this country. But how willing are people in the corporate world to wake up to this? And what is it going to take for them to wake up and to move out of this state of denial?
Well, if you look at what's gone on, there's been a combination of Trump derangement syndrome, the woke ideology infiltrating all corporations, and then the vaccination cult. And a lot of these CEOs and C-suite people had to deal with this nonsense, and a lot of them bought into it wholeheartedly. So, a lot of these, I hear a lot of these executives, are on their sixth booster, and they don't even want to even think that it's the vaccine. But you have people within these firms who kind of know. So it's a slow battle of the conversation. A year ago, the conversation wasn't even being had because those who knew in the insurance industry were scared to even like talk about it because they thought they might lose their jobs. But as we roll through time and the excess mortality is persistent, which it is, at some point, this will become a boardroom level discussion at some point. Now,
Yes.
it was I know what the conversations are, and conversations go like this: excess mortality continues to be high, especially among working age people, and they blame everything that all my naysayers have said. It's fentanyl, it's
Yeah.
missed cancer screening, it's suicides, yada yada yada. But then they also say there's this other unknown category, and we don't know what it is. So that's how it begins, right? Unknown. So that's a euphemism for vaccine,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, and again, fentanyl in group life policies, these are people that work at Fortune 500, and they work in mid-sized companies. Now, could they potentially go out to a club, smoke some weed laced with fentanyl and drop dead? Sure. But they're not actively seeking fentanyl. They're not heroin users. So could there be some fentanyl deaths in the group life policy? Sure. But the majority of them are the vaccine, in my humble opinion. And we know that because what happened in the third quarter of 2021. The 25 through 44 age category shot up to 80% excess mortality in the third quarter from about 30%, and that concurred with vaccine mandates. And there wasn't a sudden spike in fentanyl overdoses in the third quarter of 2021.
So this is, in your testimony, you talk about the economic costs. And let's shift to the economies of all this of productive working people at $15.6 billion. This just
That's
from vaccine.
just the deaths.
I mean, okay, so just the deaths. So let's go here. What do you see the scope of the scope of the economic destruction? How bad is it? And will this accelerate? Is it gonna get really bad before it gets better? And what can regular middle class American people do to prepare? Like, where do you see this going in the election year? Because a lot of people are saying that much of this had to do with covering up a massive, massive bubble. Like, just the fact that our governments, Western governments across the globe, have just mismanaged, overspent, leveraged, they're horribly corrupt. And all of this is playing into it. Where do you see this stuff going, like in the next few months to 18 months?
Well, the economic damage tallied up for 21, 22, and 23 is about $217 billion.
Oh.
That includes the injured, lost work time, the disabled, and the dead. And that number is probably low because we don't account for the multiplier effects that can reverberate throughout the economy, meaning, lost productivity, the resources that now have to be steered towards taking care of disabled people that could have been used for other parts of the economy. So, there's money, and money has to go towards helping the disabled, and that's going to be a problem. It's going to hit a bunch of industries. It's going to cause some industries to grow, obviously, like long-term care is going to skyrocket, cancer treatments are going to skyrocket. So, There is some economic benefit, but it's going to be overwhelmed by the lost labor force. Then there's policy errors. The Fed keeps looking at the unemployment number, which is 3.8%. If you've lost, we call it 3.5 million people in the labor force, you're overestimating the employment rate, meaning the denominator is lower, so it makes the unemployment rate look low. Because these people are out of the labor force, we think the unemployment rate's around 5-6%. So the Fed is going to make a policy error, keep rates too high for too long. That'll shut off the liquidity in the economy, and we think of big liquidity drains coming probably in May, because there's about an 18-month lag in Fed policy and real economic world impact effects. Because when the Fed printed all that money you gotta remember, they printed, but the money was then spent and raised through debt in the US Treasury to go, to handouts, COVID relief, to hospitals. So it's not just printing, it's creation of debt. So when you hear print, think debt. So they injected 65% more money supply into the economy in March of 2020. That didn't show up inflation-wise until 2021. And about 18 months later, inflation started taking off about 18 months after this policy response. While the Fed just raised interest rates the fastest they have in over 50 years, from 0 to like 5.5%, that started in 2022. And then we saw money supply M2 go negative in November of 2022. And that's going to probably hit. The bulk of that's going to start hitting the economy in May, this May. That's 18 months forward. So we have, and we had bank failures last year. They put their finger in the dike. The real economy is not good. What kept the GDP afloat was government spending. So we predicted a recession second half of last year. We were wrong because the government came in and filled the hole. That's why we have $2 trillion deficits. But these are jobs that add nothing to the economy. A government job does not produce anything. And so there were two areas of the economy that grew the most: government and healthcare. And the healthcare is obviously because people are sick and dying. And so that's our economy right now: government spending and healthcare. And that's not a good that 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 you can't sustain an economy on that. And then we think they're going to try the, the Fed in an election year, the Fed and the Treasury and the government will try to hold this thing up through the elections. So the bet is, are they able to do it? If not, do we collapse before or after the election? So the collapse is coming, a drawdown in the stock market, and corporate credit is coming. It's just how bad. And then we have to figure out how are they going to respond to that? So what are they going to do? And then after we see what they're going to do, we'll figure out what goes on from there. But people ask me, is the Great Depression coming? I don't know until I see their policy response to what happened.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. What does this mean for? So a collapse, and I think everyone kind of senses that the collapse is coming. There's no way you can sustain what, I mean, it's just lie upon lie upon lie, debt and deficit upon debt. I mean, and so at some point it has to just fall apart. Do you think many are speculating that when the collapse comes, people are going to be in such bad shape that when the central banking digital currency is pitched, that that's going to be the pitch, the new global currency, the manufactured government currency attached to the social credit scores, and this will be the new totalitarianism, and it will also be really a new global structure of power and control because it's going to be kind of implemented across Western democracies and in the entire world. People are very fearful of that. Do you see that happening, or do you, in terms of, you know, you're talking about these signals of people resisting, right? Not getting the vaccine anymore, not taking the advice of mainstream news media. Like there's this street smart that is, I think, happening. People might not even realize why. Do you see that being a barrier to their goals of implementing this kind of broad new digital currency that it seems a lot of people don't want?
Yeah, well, the good news is this is being discussed in Congress. Senator Ted Cruz is against the digital currency, Rand Paul. So it's already been elevated to the halls of Congress. So
Okay.
this will be an issue. They will try to implement universal basic income and central bank digital currency and tie the two together in the bottom of this. That's when you introduce new policies in maximum fear. Just to give you an idea of what's going on in the real economy. Auto loans and credit card loan delinquencies are now above the Great Recession levels. So we have this fairy tale economy being propped up from government spending, but the real world, people are not able to make loan payments, and that eventually will take down a lot of banks. New York City, New York Commercial Community Bank has had some troubles. They're probably going to go bankrupt at some point in the next month or two.
Oh my
There'll
gosh.
be the and the I don't know if you saw this, but on Friday last week after the close, the White House issued a very bizarre statement. Just out of the blue, they said the banking system is sound and resilient. Why do you just say that out of the blue? And you know, this reminds me of Hank Paulson in July of 2008 saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the banking system is sound and resilient. And then, you know, by September, that was 2 months later, it was a complete and utter disaster. Now, banking and credit needs inflation. It's inflate or die. Deflation is bad for banks. Inflation is great for banks. So if you want to, COVID was a war. Wars are good for inflation. They always inflate. COVID was a war. That was good for the banks. But that effect is being unwound,
Okay.
and they need another inflationary event. So there needs to be another war or another pandemic or something or an alien invasion to cause them to give them the, no, I'm not joking.
I know.
Give
I
them an
wish you were.
excuse,
I wish you were.
to give them another excuse to create credit because they can't just create credit out of without an excuse. COVID was an excuse. The Ukraine war is an excuse. Victoria Nuland just resigned today. So the Ukraine scam is coming to an
Pretty
end.
much up.
It's up. So now we need a new war. The good news for them is they got Gaza, they got Palestine, they got Israel. So there's something coming. And there's also been the idea floated in Reuters and AP, which are basically, as far as I'm concerned, CIA Mockingbird arms of our intelligence agencies. They floated this idea. AI could become so powerful it could cause a financial crash. So they're going to blame it on something, or we call it the ghost in the machine. But your audience needs to understand one thing: the problem has been created by politicians and central bankers. It lies at their feet, and they're going to do everything they can to point their finger at something else. After the great financial crisis, we had a debt problem. How did you fix the debt problem? They fixed it with more debt. Go and we had zero interest rates for 14 years. Go forward to today. It's coming to an end. Mathematically, it's the it's again trying to predict when this happens is tough. We thought it was going to come at the end of last year. It didn't, but we, it's coming. It's just a question of what you do after it happens.
Okay. And so this is, so there's going to be another event, or they're going to try to manufacture another event, and then this is going to restart the cycle again. What can the American consumer, what would you recommend the regular people, like, middle class people like me and 99.9% of the audience watching today, what do you do to weather this and to throw wrenches in their gears? Because obviously they have the machine, right? And they've had the machine for quite some time. There's not a lot that we can do yet to reform it and to fix it, but we can do things to frustrate their efforts. And I think the 25, for example, the 25% unvaccinated control group here in the United States of America that resisted all the propaganda, all of the coercion, everything they threw at us, we're like, oh, hell no, we're not getting the vaccine. Like that created a much larger subset of the American population to go against basically everything. That's been very frustrating for them. So, in terms of the economy, what could we do, regular people, to frustrate their efforts as they try to consolidate the power and their control of money and continue this debt cycle, which is really, let's just be honest, this is basically just fleecing regular people out of their hard-earned wealth and their hard-earned savings and essentially creating a slave class, right? People who just will never get out of this kind of lower income, debt-ridden. I mean, you just can't survive. And we don't want that, right? I don't want that. I want to flourish and I want my kids to flourish. So what do you think people should do?
Well, the first thing is mindset. You have to understand that what's coming is austerity. It's unavoidable. That means because basically the last, 50 years have been floated on debt, and that means a lot of the economic results have come from debt expansion. And so as we contract this debt, you're going to have to get a mindset around doing a lot with less. And I remember in the 70s, my dad and my mom, they weren't making a lot of money. And, we didn't have a lot, but we were happy because we didn't know, as a child, I didn't know any better. So you got to kind of get a childlike mindset where, just know that you're going to do with less, but make friends and community so you can support each other. And, those are the more important things. Living in your little, there's a study done. Some of the most lonely people are executives living in their, $4 million homes, drinking their scotch. They're depressed because they have no community. It's as human animals, we're not meant to be like sitting in a castle by ourselves with a wife that hates us. I mean,
All
it's
money in
not
the world.
all the
Mo
money in the
money, mo
world.
problems.
And so that's, you got to get a mindset. If you do have some savings and it's in a 401k plan, and again, I don't like to give financial advice, just take some of it and put it in a money market fund so that when the crash does happen, you can move it back into the market and take advantage of, what the big boys do. Right now, Warren Buffett's accumulating cash. The CEOs of corporations have had the largest amount of corporate insider sales ever this quarter. So they're raising cash. So raise some cash, and then when the prices get cheaper, you do what the big boys do. You just, click, go on your computer and click it back over into stocks or bonds or whatever you want to do. And, you'll know when to do it when you don't want to do it. And the headlines are the world's ending. I
Right,
mean,
exactly. Don't panic, right? When they tell you the world
yeah.
is ending and the aliens are coming and the AI
You
machines are
buy,
going to get
you buy,
you
you buy.
buy.
No, I mean,
That's
you
what
got to
you buy.
remember March, the bottom in the stock market in the great financial crisis was March, I think March 9th or March 6th of 2009. And everybody on Wall Street was afraid they were going to nationalize the banks. And that was the bottom. The world was going to end, and that's when, that was the bottom. So when we hear about, the Civil War, the aliens, the nuclear EMP, whatever it is, and the markets are down 50, 60%,
Buy.
hit the buy button. And you're not going to pick the bottom, but you just buy, and you're buying because it's your retirement, and you can take advantage of it. You'll be doing what Warren Buffett will be buying down there. So be like Warren Buffett.
What do you say about, and I've been thinking, right now I bank, like just my regular banking with a pretty big, kind of globally kind of bank. What do you think about moving into some of the smaller community banks, a local bank, credit union, and supporting those entities? Do you think that that's a good strategy to at least, make sure that there are a lot of competing banks out there and institutions, and they don't go under, and we move into something very, very centralized?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. I'm currently communicating with a county in a state that's looking at creating their own bank, and they
Wow.
need advice. And then so I might be a consultant to them. And the pitch is going to be community banking is the way to go. But you have to be very careful about the bank you pick. You have to make sure that they are a community bank. They don't engage in capital markets activities. They have a sound balance sheet and they make good loans. So you have to do your own research. I can't do it for you, but you
Sure.
know, credit unions are that type of bank. I like my bank is Bank of Hawaii. It's a big bank in Hawaii, but there's a law in Hawaii where the big banks can't come in and gobble up. So the banking here is Hawaiian banking. There's no
Okay.
Chase Manhattan here. There's no
Got it.
JP Morgan. There's no Bank of America. So you got to kind of, you know, do your own work. But community banking is the way to go. And
Okay.
I was talking to a commercial real estate developer who is very localized, and they weathered the storm in the great financial crisis because they banked with local banks who knew them, and they only do good deals. So like they weren't leveraged to the gills, they survived, and they only like to bank with people that they know and that know them. That's
Yeah.
how banking used to be. The goal of what the Fed and the government are trying to do, they want to destroy the regional banking system. So their
Yep.
goal is regional bank failures and consolidate into four or five banks in New York. And if that happens, you're in Nebraska and you need a loan for your farm, you're dealing with some Yahoo who's got a formula in their system, and they won't give you the loan because it's formulaic, it's not
Right.
personal. As
Right.
opposed to John in the town center at the local community bank who knows you, and banking is personal, and that's that you know, and they know you're good for it. They know you might miss a payment or two, but you'll catch up. JP Morgan won't have any time for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking into that, and I think I'm to the point of walking into the I have a bank in mind. Walking in and just sitting down and saying, "Hey, I want to talk to someone about banking with you, and what does that look like?" And ask them all my questions. And I agree with you 100%. Number one, you cannot be afraid. You just cannot be fearful. And everything they're sending us is same as COVID-19 and the collapse. You need to be afraid of a virus, an airborne virus. You don't know what it's going to do. And so many people, because they were afraid, did the wrong thing. They did something they wouldn't normally do. They suspended their common sense and their critical thinking. And in any other moment in history, they'd say, "I'm not going to shove something into my veins that was only tested for 6 months and rolled out in a hasty manner. I'm going to wait for the studies to come out like a normal vaccine." But no, everyone, put that aside because they were afraid. So the key I'm getting from you is to be afraid. It's to adopt a childlike mindset where it's simple. You embrace austerity. We don't need the flashiest next thing or the latest toy in the garage. You don't need the fanciest vacation. And then just very basic savings and diversification. So it looks like a little bit of cash, maybe something in real estate, maybe a little bit of gold in the safe or that type of thing. But really just a very, very simple, doesn't have to be anything fancy. Is that what I'm getting from you? Like that's what I hear.
When I was at BlackRock and I was making good money, I don't make good money anymore. I'm doing stuff for free. But back in the day on Wall Street, I would go to like parties and people would talk about the endless, about 6 months before bonus time, the discussion would be talking about your bonus. And it bored me to tears. People would talk about their stuff. And I found, even back then, I was still in the matrix. I was like, this is ridiculous. We sit around talking about our shit. This is, like who's got what? And that's that. If you're around those people, get out of that friend circle because that's a mindset that's not going to be good for you going forward.
Hey, Ed, that's the friend circle that dumped me back in the day with COVID, so it's good.
No, look, that's a mindset. They're looking for stuff to fill a hole in
Yeah,
themselves,
I agree.
that and that's what it is. And I had that hole. I don't have that hole anymore. And I remember sitting in my hammock on my, I bought a house in Belmont Hill. Like, it's the most exclusive part of Belmont Hill. I joined the Belmont Hill Club, sitting on a hammock, and I was like looking up at the stars, and I'm like, I've arrived. And then I'm like, but at the same time, I'm like, I've never been more unhappy. It was a
Oh,
disaster.
well, see, like you've come full circle. You've done that. This is why I like to talk to you, because you really do have a 40,000 foot vantage point look at what's happening in society, along with, an enormous amount of experience and knowledge and expertise. And so that's why I just love talking to you. We're gonna go to break real quick. We're gonna come back, quick segment at the end to close it up. I just want to ask you a couple more questions about your key takeaways from that hearing and some of the more interesting things that surprised you. And we'll finish this off. The amazing Ed Dowd, very thankful for everything that you have done for this country and humanity and your work and your efforts. You can find him on Twitter. His handle is Dowd at Dowd Edward. And make sure you go to Amazon right now and get his book. It is Cause Unknown: The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 2021 and 22. It is one of the most important books written on what happened to us in this time, and everyone should have it on their coffee table to horrify and scandalize their neighbors when they come over for coffee and start those really good conversations. We'll be back in a moment with Ed Dowd. Hey everyone, if you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone, working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta. Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. This is the book, Cause Unknown. As you guys know, if you look really closely, and I know a lot of you do that, you zoom in on the background because you want to see what books I have back there. I switch them up from time to time, but this one has been on my bookshelf. It is Cause Unknown. And again, the epidemic of sudden deaths in 2021 and 22, the ramifications, the human tragedy, the economic tragedy, the cultural tragedy. You cannot understate what was done to us starting in 2020. To your point, Ed Dowd, it was a war, and we're still at war, and they're ready to launch the next round. This time, though, we have the benefit of recent history. We know not to be afraid. And this is what I love about your analysis. Ed Dowd is the founder of Finance Technologies, and you can follow him on Twitter. His handle is at Dowd Edward. We just have a couple more minutes. I just want to let you go freestyle and just talk to the audience about, that hearing, very important hearing with Ron Johnson. What surprised you? What stood out to you? What made you go, wow? Whether it was at the hearing in those 4 hours of testimony or in the conversations that you had with your colleagues in Washington, D.C. about where we are and where we're going. What are your thoughts on that? I'm just curious to know, because it was an important gathering, I think.
Well, it was good to be around people that appreciate you. I mean, I live on Maui, kind of isolated, and I kind of just look at, I get trolls in my feeds, and so you kind of forget that you've impacted people's lives. So it was good to see that I'm appreciated and that the work I've done has really helped a lot of other people with it, with what they're doing. Because a lot of the doctors, they're in their little piece of the puzzle, and I'm able to put population numbers to basically, say, yep, you're right. You're not insane. So that was helpful. I mean, Dr. Makis is going off on cancers, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. Here are the numbers. Like, so I'm glad that I'm able to help give people a sanity check. They're not insane. These are the numbers are the numbers. And so it was good to be around people that, you know, appreciate what I did. And so that was one of the biggest, it was kind of an injection of, oh yeah, the work I'm doing is important, because you lose sight of it when you're all by yourself on Maui doing your thing.
It's so true. It's so true. Jeffrey Tucker has he has get-togethers and forums, weekend kind of getaways that he does with all of these people. Naomi Wolf does it as well, and I've been to a few of them, and it's everything, because you do feel like you're in this narrow silo and you're separated. Like, we're all kind of spread out all over the country, and you get the idea that you're the only one out there. You're always the crazy one, and so to be around people that totally get it. And you don't have to, preface the conversation, "Well, I'm quite controversial, and are you sure?" Because people ask me what I do. I'm like, "Well, I'm a podcast broadcaster, but you probably don't want to go look for me because I'm very controversial." Like, to not have to say that, and to have, it's just an amazing thing, 100%.
Yeah, well, lately, when people ask me what I do, I just tell them what I do, and if they have a problem with it, they won't talk to me. And I don't apologize for the truth.
Yeah.
I could care less if people like me anymore,
Okay.
because, you know, I don't want to be around them anyways. If they're in the mind virus of, I'm going to get my sixth booster, they're gone. They're not going to be with us on the planet in 5 to 10 years. So I'm, you know, don't need to get to know them.
Yeah.
I mean, I
Tragic.
hate to say that, but it's like, look, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Did anything surprise you about the weekend? Yeah, or it wasn't really weekend. Well, it was CPAC at the one end, and then the ICS5. Anything surprise you?
No, CPAC was, I've never been to CPAC, so I got to walk around. You know, clearly we were given a side room at ICS. It wasn't well advertised, so there were people in the audience, but I wish it was a little more well attended. But, you know, obviously one of the things is CPAC is trying to get Trump elected. That's fine. But the elephant in the room is the vaccine issue. And, you know, he's not going to talk about it. And I've noticed, you know, Steve Bannon still has me on his show. So not accusing Steve Bannon of this, but other conservative talk shows have kind of started to ignore me in the last 6 months. Primarily because this issue is going to hurt Trump at some point.
Yeah, when they really could be pushing Trump, they could be doing what the media is supposed to be doing, which is pushing elected officials for answers and asking them tough questions and making sure that they are engaging in debate opportunities. It's real frustration, in my field, which is, I don't know if you could call it journalism, but reporting, commentary, and it's not that I get the sense that they're afraid to kind of poke that bear. And I would say if just a few more of us did poke that bear, then you don't have to be afraid anymore, because then everyone's doing it and then he's forced to talk about it. But it's just penetrating past that point has been difficult for sure.
I will say this. I give CPAC credit for having the ICS even there. So they
I
had
didn't
us
know that
there.
because I hammered them, Ed. I'm glad you told me that. I hammered CPAC. I thought that ICS5 was a separate
No, we were
thing.
there,
Yeah.
right? We were there. We had a side room.
Okay.
Malone spoke on the main stage. So, like, I give them credit for they don't want to talk about it, but they let us be there. So it's kind of this. It's kind of this. It was good. If we were like in another building somewhere off premises, that would have been bad. But they let us be there, so
Good.
we're gonna give them credit. As I walked up and down CPAC, I was grabbed by people to be interviewed. So like the message is, again, I think if I had to guess, the strategy is get Trump in, and then he'll say something about the vaccines. But right now, their mindset must be just ignore it for now, get them over the finish line, and then we'll figure it out. I,
See, I
I I'm
can't
not in the
understand
room.
that because it's
I'm not in the
hurting him
room.
so much. Yeah. I just can't understand why they would do that, because I talked to so many people who would give him the benefit of the doubt in a second. There are so many people who are like, "I'm not voting for Trump because he won't acknowledge this." And he keeps doubling and tripling down. And I think if he just gave it an ounce of oxygen, then that would satisfy that whole group of people. So I don't even see the political strategy behind it. I really don't understand it. I think it gives oxygen to RFK Jr., which I'm fine with, because RFK Jr. is the only one even talking about these things. I'm just saying, politically, in terms of strategy, I think it's a loser for them. And it puts them in the same camp as Biden, right? They're the same kind of entities ignoring what happened. That's just my personal opinion on it.
I actually agree with you. The problem, I think, is ego. I can't be in Trump's head, but he doesn't. I think he's got a problem admitting he was wrong, and that's fine. But here's the math: 25% of the country didn't take the vaccine. Let's assume simplistically half were blue people, half were red. So they're not going to vote for Trump because this is a big issue for them because they were discriminated against. So that's a problem. And you need those people. So I would at least, if I was in Trump's ear, that I would say, look, say you made a mistake, ask for forgiveness and move the F on.
They will too. I'm telling you, Trump can get away with anything. The guy can get away with anything, right? So I'm really not sure what that strategy is. It's a mystery. It's a mystery to me. I ran a poll on my page. Now, granted, I'm followed by a lot of medical freedom people, but I did run a poll saying, will you vote for Donald Trump? If not, please explain why. And I think the response was, 10,000 or so impressions, lots of comments. And it was not even that, because we've given a lot of people a lot of room to have made mistakes in the first year of COVID in 2021 or in 2020 and 2021, because in the fog of war kind of thing. It's now that we have all this evidence and all this data that people are perplexed by this. So it should be interesting. Real quick, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate your time and being with us today right here on the Shannon Joy Show. But let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I reported earlier this week that he's on the ballot now, I believe in six states, just secured. I mean, it's like a well-oiled machine. I mean, they went to South Carolina. They needed 10,000 signatures. They got 14,000 easy. He's on the ballot now in South Carolina, along with a host of other states. It's moving pretty quickly, continuing to poll at double digits, which would put him in the contention for, to be on that debate stage should Donald Trump and Biden debate, which is up in the air as well. You work or are affiliated with the RFK campaign. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think is going to happen, in terms of those trends? Again, what is the theme today? The American people, the consumer, zigging when they're told to zag, right? And we're supposed to take the vaccines, we don't do it. We're supposed to want electric vehicles, we don't want them. And we just keep going and defying this type of stuff. Are we going to see that trend expand into the electorate?
So, I joined the campaign, but I'm not paid. I'm not really that involved. I'm a co-treasurer. I don't do any of the accounting. I just don't have the time. And when Bobby asked me to join, I told him that. So that's why I'm not taking a salary. I attend one meeting once a week and kind of give 30,000 foot, advice on, raising money and looking at the numbers. But I don't have Bobby's ear. The one thing that I did join the campaign for is because of the COVID-19 vaccines. I don't agree with Bobby on every issue. I would like to see him talk more about it. I think he dances around it a little bit. I would like to see him come out hard and say they need to be removed and that they're deadly.
Me too.
So that's I haven't seen that yet, and unfortunately, I do think there's some pressure in the campaign to not touch that issue as aggressively as I would like. But again, it's not my campaign. I'm not him, and I'm not in his head. But that's my wish.
Well, let me tell you, it's those consultants, and they're probably the same kind of consultants that are in Donald Trump's ear and the same kind of consultants that are in Joe Biden's ear. There is this within the consultant class and the political elite circles, there is a is just this wall. It's a barrier, right? And they're telling these candidates it's a non-issue. People want to move on. People don't care about the vaccine. They don't care about 2020. And I keep saying that is not true to your point, that 25% that is unvaccinated. And you can even expand that out, Ed. We now know that 90% or maybe a little less are not taking the boosters. And everyone, maybe even if you didn't get a vaccine or you weren't injured, those 25% who or I'm sorry, the individuals who were injured from the vaccine have loved ones and family members who now have to take care of them. Like there's this whole growing group of people that have been impacted directly by these vaccines. And I think that any consultant advising any candidate to stay away from this issue and pretend it doesn't exist, I think it's very bad advice. Just my opinion.
Yeah, so let's take that. So 25% didn't get the vax. They were discriminated against in very aggressive ways. That's a single voter issue for them. Then you add the 18% injured, which is that's by our count. That's 43, I think what 37%, 38%. That's not good.
Not
That's
good.
not good.
And then their loved ones, their family members, and the people that they're telling their stories to. I mean, just looking at the numbers, I think that these consultants need to reassess what they're talking about for the next 6 months and start meeting the American people where they are. And I'm saying that to conservative my colleagues in conservative media as well. I can see the shift happening right now. I know what the discussions are, that this is not a money maker, that no one wants to talk about it, but I'm just here to say it's not what I'm seeing. I mean, for example, my viewership, the scope of, the reach of my show has almost quadrupled in the past year, while a lot of my conservative colleagues, especially in the online realm, it's dropping. I mean, there's a reason for that. There's a reason, people want the truth. And if you're omitting 2020 and beyond in any discussion of lockdowns or vaccines, then you're just not operating. You're in such a truth gap that everything you talk about has to be taken with a grain of salt. And so I think it's a big, big problem. They need to remedy that. But
Yeah, I agree. And I'm my scope of influence has gone from conservative podcasts to progressive podcasts. Jimmy Dore had me on recently, and Jimmy Dore, came from the left,
that's
and he
right.
and I had a nice discussion offline, and we both agreed this is not a political issue. This is not about the red team or the blue team. This is about team humanity. And so the thirst for what's going on is not just a conservative right-wing thing. It's crossing lines, and people are just tired of being lied to. And again, we don't have to agree on every issue, but we should agree on freedom of speech and medical freedom, because without those, we're slaves. And Jimmy and I agree wholeheartedly on that. And he's my, he's one of my brothers in arms, like you're one of my ladies in arms. So there we
There
go.
we go. Off to the races. Never give up. Tom Haviland was on with me earlier this week, Ed, and he wore to CPAC this bright red t-shirt that said, "Donald Trump, reconsider your position on the vaccines." And on the back, he had like the death stats. And he's like, "I was a renegade at CPAC." And they made him leave. They made him take the shirt off eventually. But he's doing the work. And it's true. I mean, we have to just get this into the fore. I appreciate everything that you do. How can people support you? Tell them exactly where they need to go to get your book. And we'll make sure. I know you're super, super busy, but love to get you in, every quarter or so or a little bit longer, because your insights are just the best. So where can people support you?
Yeah, so you can buy my book, Amazon.com, Cause Unknown, Epidemic of Sudden Death 2122. There's a new edition coming out that's got some new, unfortunately, deaths in 2023 highlighted. And then go to our website, Finance Technologies, PH, Humanities Projects, and the information is there for you to spread, and it's all free. We've done all the work pro bono, thousands and thousands
Love
of
it.
hours of research. And then, we're in the process of starting a hedge fund. That's nothing the audience can help me with, because we need to find someone who will start the fund with us and get 20% of our company. And then I'm on Twitter at Dowd Edward and Getter at Edward Dowd.
Awesome. I know. I want to be in your hedge fund club. But I
Well,
don't know. Can I be in your hedge
yes.
fund club?
Yeah, well, it'll take time.
I know. Ed Dowd, thank you so much for everything that you do. And keep up the good work, keep up the fight. And we'll be doing that alongside you here on the Shannon and Joy Show. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. We'll be back to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Kinecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment. And they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Konecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Konecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Konecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Konecta.